What'd you say we're having for dinner?
Sloppy Joes.
And what if they're not sloppy?
Then we're going to have Joes.
Maybe average Joes. In a world where it seems like everybody has a podcast, and there certainly isn't a need for any additional podcasts, but somebody has filled the void by providing another podcast. This is Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hey, I'm Vaughn Fry, and joining me is...
Mom.
And yeah, this is our podcast where we talk about what we're up to and the daily, well, the weekly news recap of sorts, right?
Right.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Now, we actually have a review for Mom to read. It's been a while since we've had one of these, so I'm going to pull this up and we can make Mom read the... Mom reads the five-star reviews. Isn't that what a mom's for, you know, if you think about it, right?
It's a five-star review?
Yes, it is.
Whoa.
So, I want you to read this. Don't touch the phone.
Okay.
We read in English.
Okay.
Out loud.
Good podcast. 5 stars. Keep up the good work, Vaughn and Mama.
Okay, goodness sake. You had to make that wait. Why the long pause while we're playing the music for you to read stuff?
You're my age and you try to read something at a distance. It's like real tiny.
And if you touch the phone, it's going to go somewhere else. Everything's a button on a phone.
You need to bring it closer to the old lady's eyes.
That's not how that works.
Well,
now,
I
look,
so.
Those of you who are listening because you want to hear about my
Thank
time.
Thank you, by the way. That was nice.
If you are checking out the podcast this week because you want to hear my story about being a stripper at a bachelorette party, I mean stand-up comedian, we're saving that for next week because Mom's going on a little bit of a vacation, or she's trying to, but her Jeep Grand Cherokee, which is white, which we affectionately call Elizabeth Warren.
Right. I forgot.
Seems to have some kind of oil leak. Or a transmission fluid leak, something. And so that's postponing your trip of sorts, right?
To Arkansas.
Yeah, you're going to do a little Arkansas trip.
In the 100-degree weather. It's going
to kind of
test out
your trailer, little squirt.
It's our maiden voyage.
What were you trying to say there?
Our maiden adventure, but I got voyage.
Maiden adventure. Okay. How about we get into the news? Do you have some news for us?
Well, poor people in Maui, I'm still... You know, that course is just in the news, I think.
Speaking of Maui, I'm going to open up one of these Zoa energy drinks here.
That'd be nice.
It's not really from, I think it's wherever Dwayne Johnson purports to have relatives.
It's not Hawaii. It's
some island.
Samoa.
You know what?
I can't say it right.
You know, he might actually have like Hawaiian people on him also.
He probably does. He may have some Hawaiian.
All right, you go ahead and start talking. I got to get up and fiddle with something because I got drink all over my...
Well, you're the one that has to open up something in front of the keyboard thingy. Well, anyway, they're finally helping them. And I just want to say that I agree with a few people that really tourists shouldn't be over there right now. It's, you know, it's such a tragedy and people are just trying to get their lives back together as best they can. And I just don't really think that they need tourism right there. Although I realize that tourism is important or really important to Maui. So... I don't know. It's a hard situation. Still, hope everybody's doing okay.
And what's the death toll at right now?
Over 100. Over 1,000 missing.
Well, they were saying it was like 36 with like 2% area searched. So are they saying that the searched area has been widened?
I don't know what the percentage is yet.
Okay, well, you did a lot of great reporting right there.
Well, sorry. Then I was going to talk about Michael Orr. Poor guy. He really got the shaft, I think.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you don't think he did?
You go ahead. Get into this story, then. I'm going to tell you how it is.
Okay.
Get into it. Come on, try.
I'm into it. Go ahead. Tell me.
No. You okay?
I already said my 2 cents. I think he deserves...
Okay, you think he got shafted? To explain the story.
Would you like to sign over your life so I can make all the decisions for your story? Well, for one thing, I mean, they did, like, take him in. Told him they adopted him, but they didn't adopt him. He was already doing pretty good at football. Obviously, he was going to be able to probably make it in the NFL. And I think they just jumped on a money train.
Okay.
That's Mom's opinion.
And you didn't say that this guy is the subject of the $300 million making Oscar-winning movie, The Blind Side, which Sandra Bullock got an Oscar.
Most people know who Michael Orr is.
No, they don't.
Well, sorry. Okay.
Thanks for explaining that... Mom reads part of the news. The story at what time? Oh, we'll just say whenever. There you go.
Okay, so explain the story.
Okay, so this guy, he's a retired tackle in the NFL. He won Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens. I think he was with the Patriots. Maybe won a Super Bowl there or not, because Tom Brady wins Super Bowls all the time. He's the subject of The Blind Side, the book originally about changes to, I think it's from the same guy that did the Moneyball book, possibly.
See, I said Money Train.
And it explained how Lawrence Taylor injured a quarterback, so now the NFL teams are investing in these tackles to protect the quarterbacks. And so it's kind of changing the game. You got to put the big money on the quarterbacks. And then second biggest money, as Sandra Bullock explains in the movie, and this may not really be the case, that I think left tackle, he protects the quarterback's blind side, so he gets paid a ton of money.
Yeah.
Well, this guy, he crack mama in and out of prison and stuff.
He can't help that. That's what life
He gets
dealt
taken
him.
Under the wing by the Tui family.
Lie to.
They have a 16-year-old daughter, 16-year-old white daughter, bringing a big black guy into the house.
Well,
that is rolling the dice with fire, but it worked out in the end.
Hey,
and he was a first round draft
end,
pick. And Sandra Bullock got an Oscar. And now people are all upset because this guy blew his NFL contract money and now wants to get some kind of sequel made to his story. He is out there race baiting and chasing that race grift is what he's doing. Everything is racist now. If you can, hey, a white family helped me out. No, they didn't. I dreamed of being a NFL player back when I watched Michael Jordan beat Charles Barkley in NBA Finals. I said, and when I was 7 years old, I'm going to be a pro athlete. I didn't grow tall enough to be in basketball, but I'm tall enough to be in football. So that's what I did. Okay, so he's a little upset that the tutoring side of the movie. Oh, hey, they made me look illiterate. Like I didn't know how to read. There is a lot of embellishments when it comes to these biopics, or as they call it in England, biopics. That's why we don't like the English.
Oh, okay.
So there are some liberties taken with these stories, make them extra dramatic. But the fact of the matter is the white family helped him out. They didn't keep his money or nothing. That he seems to think. No, he did not.
You know, the best thing is that it's money, and they're going to be able to trace it and see who got what. So I'm anxious to see how it all plays out.
They split the cut on this movie,
supposedly
several
he
different
didn't get
ways.
Any.
That first of all, they didn't get a ton either. I'm sure.
Who tells an 18-year-old here just sign over your life to us? Come on.
I don't think it. I think that this guy needed that help. Look, he heard the word conservatorship because Britney Spears is making a big fuss out of this, right? So he thought, wait, wasn't that something I signed too? Yeah, okay. So maybe there was some with ill intent, but his actually worked out. But he had to go and he's like, hey, you know what? There's some money to be made from this.
I wonder how much money they made from him playing for the NFL. I'm curious.
I don't
that.
Think they made money from his NFL contract.
You don't think so?
He didn't even sign with the agent that they wanted him to sign with because they had a family friend who was a super agent. He went and signed with somebody else who had him doing workouts with an Olympic sprinter. When he's a left tackle, it doesn't make any sense. He fired that agent, went with the one the Tuis had friends with. They put him on a path to success, and he's turning around and biting him. You know that phrase, no good deed. You shouldn't be doing it in the first place because someone's going to bite you in the butt. That's the phrase, right? It's in the Bible or something?
No.
Yeah, it is. That's the facts of what happened. This guy is chasing that race grift money. Be ashamed. And
They adopt him? If they said they adopted him.
I don't think that they said they adopted him. It's more like the media is using that term to be like, the white family adopted the black guy because he had a promising sports career. Like, they took him in, okay? It's not quite the same deal. And he hung out with their family, and all kinds of bad things could have happened, but we had a good, nice story, and now we had to go and ruin that because, hey, there's money to be made telling people white people bad. There you go. That's what happened. I can't believe you think that he's in the right here.
We're on the opposite sides. Let's see how it all plays out. We'll check back on this story.
We probably will.
We will.
Oh, you think so?
Yep. Okay, well, that's all I have. What do you have?
That's the only news story you got?
Yeah. Well, I can't.
I got some news stories for
you. Okay.
Okay, this one I think is pretty cool, all right? I feel free, says Doja Cat, not mourning the loss of 180,000 Instagram followers.
Wow.
Now, here's what happened. Somebody, look, there is a way people behave online that is dangerous and it's become normal. They just have these fan accounts where all they do is post pictures of Doja Cat or whatever. And they called, I think this person was calling themselves Kitten's Web. Okay.
What's Doja Cat?
Black singer, rapper gal.
Okay.
She has a song that plays in a Taco Bell ad. That's about all I can tell you.
Okay.
All right.
Does it run for the border or something?
No. The point I'm getting at here is that she didn't like the way her fans were behaving. Fans are short for fanatics, like delusional people, okay? And we're empowering delusional people on social media. You can get a small following being yourself, or you can be a Doja Cat tribute page and get a tons of followers, okay? These people are by proxy getting some fame from her, okay? And it's really gross behavior, and people are going to get shot over this and stabbed. You wait and see. But she doesn't like these people behaving this way. She's like, "Hey, go ahead and close your account. I don't like this behavior. Go live your own life. You know, get a job, things like that." And people, and some of her fans are turning against her for saying that. But to this, I say I might actually try to listen to one of her songs. Maybe I'll make it halfway through. What do you think about that?
I don't even know
who she
is. How
about you get closer to the mic?
I don't even know who she is.
You don't need to know. Okay. Singer has fan group. They're calling the Kittens, okay? And she's like, "I don't like that name. You guys, I don't need you to be dedicating your life to my music and stuff. Go do your own thing." You know? What do you think of that idea?
I think it cuts into her bottom line. It's showing some integrity.
I think that from a music business standpoint, it cuts into the bottom line. It's bad business to be like, "Hey, don't devote all your cash to me. Don't spend all your extra money on my stuff."
Well, she cares about them then.
I think this is actually fairly responsible. And whereas Taylor Swift is having people fork over college tuition to go see her Eras concert, where she sings bad versions of songs they have on their music players, right? CDs, albums, and all that stuff.
Well, they get to sing along with her, you know.
Oh, goodness sake. Yeah.
How much do they pay to go to a sing-along?
It's like $2,000. And I mean, we're talking just the tickets to get into this thing.
Crazy.
Yeah, they got to get on a plane, harass everybody on the plane too, eat, stay somewhere.
They have to have a new outfit to wear.
It's a big part of the traveling experience with you is the buying of the outfits, isn't it?
Yeah, that's part of being a woman. You like to get, you have to get new clothes.
Okay, here's an interesting news story here. Now, I don't understand the logistics of how this would work out, but Texas woman awarded $1.2 billion in revenge porn case. They are very discreet here on the gal's identity. I guess ex-boyfriend, she sent him pictures. He posted them online and to people she knows or stuff.
Why and are some people so stupid?
The thing that is raising eyebrows here, we started this, the revenge porn thing is a fairly new law in the books.
Okay, so is
and
it,
I think it's only in a few states.
You send something naughty to somebody and then out of revenge they post it?
Yeah, they post, they share it.
Well, why are you so dumb to share it with them in the first place?
Because.
Because the relationships last forever.
White,
we
white
all know
that, girls be
right?
crazy. Yes.
Well, yeah, these relationships just last forever. They, you know.
Okay, the crazy part here is we started out with settlements, like $6.8 million.
Yep.
This is, look, I don't understand this. It says this is, okay, this is coming from the BBC, so I'm not a good news source. Says a Texas jury awarded the woman $1.2 billion.
Well, no wonder she sent him the naughty pictures.
Then it says elsewhere in here that it was a settlement. And I'm like, why would they settle for that crazy money? How much more? We're suing for $10 billion? How much money does this guy have that he can lose, that he can be on the hook for $1.2
billion? I don't know.
You're suing one man, not the state.
Well, he probably has a lot of money or she wouldn't have sent him the pictures.
I think that this could...
This might be entrapment.
We might want to have another look at this.
Yeah.
You know, girls, send your pictures to
Smart
LeBron
white
James.
Girls.
Send your pictures to LeBron James. Then say that, he shared them online, or make up some case and be like, "Oh, I want that check."
Yep.
That's what door we have opened right here.
Probably so.
Yeah, that's... I'm pretty sure about that. Also, this is really cool. I'm going to have to bring up the clip for this. Tiffany Gomez issues apology over video over viral plane rant. You know who that Tiffany Gomez is?
Yeah, I know who that is.
No, you don't.
Yeah, she's had the... I remember her viral rant on the airplane. She was just dishing on everybody, screaming.
Well, they spent The internet spent like 2 months trying to figure out who this lady is.
And who is she?
Well, it turns out
Tiffany Gomez.
Yeah, her name came out a few days ago. And the crazy part is, I'm telling you, the collective efforts of the internet was all trying to find out who this was. We were putting so much effort into everything, yet we couldn't find out the identity of a white woman that boarded a commercial plane in the United States. But here
makes
we're going to
feel real safe, doesn't it?
We're going to play a little bit of this for you.
On the viral video, but I do finally feel that it's time.
That's Tiffany Gomez. She's here apologizing. She's talking about cyberbullying. She's trying to twist this into I was cyberbullied because the video got popular. But she's also apologizing for her behavior. I shouldn't have acted that way. There's families on board and stuff like this. I don't know what instigated the whole thing. Some people are saying she lost some AirPods, Apple AirPods or something, and flipped out. She is some kind of marketing executive.
Oh.
And I think everybody is kind of excited for what comes next here, because these people that get the viral fame, they can't keep making airplane outrage videos, right?
Right.
But she wants to be probably like a speaker. Hey, pay me $40,000. I'll come to your school and talk about going viral by accident and
how
the ramifications.
It.
Yeah, how I overcame it by making money talking to students.
There you go.
And taking a few questions here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an easy out, isn't it?
Yep.
So what do you think of that? Do you think it's good that she apologized?
You know, you can do anything and apologize later, but, you know, everybody still remembers it. So you better be careful what you do. That's momism.
Momism.
101.
Ford lures Apple executive to oversee its new software subscription services unit. Goody. Yeah, they're going to add things to Ford's, right? Is that what they're going to do?
I guess. I don't know what
no,
that
I'll
means.
Tell you what they're going to do. This is straight evil.
Okay.
Okay?
Evil Knievel.
What they're doing is they're putting the features in all the new cars, and then they're making you pay by the month to use the features.
Now,
that is
scary.
The plan.
So you never really own your car. You have them on a payment plan.
I can see the justification here from Ford's standpoint in that, and you have this sort of thing happen in video games also, okay? If I have Duck Hunt, as we mentioned recently, that Super Mario Brothers / Duck Hunt cartridge, right? And I buy that used at a store on eBay or whatever. Nintendo doesn't keep making money from that transaction.
No, but why do they have to make money from it? I mean, there's lots of things you buy that you don't keep making money from.
Like what?
Well, cars used to be. I mean,
well, now they want to say, hey, you sold your used car, your subscription to all of the services in there, your power windows, power locks, AM, FM, all that stuff, the heated seats. You want to unlock heated seats, they'll be $1 a month. You know, things like that. You want cooling seats, they'll be another $1 a month. You have to resubscribe. You have to now subscribe to Ford under your name to do this, to have these features.
Oh, gosh.
Now, I can see from Ford's perspective, they're looking at this going, oh, wow, there is a lot of money to be made. Everybody sells their Ford F-150, and then they have a subscription they have to start with us. Oh, goody. Yeah, this is great. Because they don't get a cut on that sale of the used Ford F-150. You know an F-150 is a truck, right?
Yes.
And you're thinking it's a Mustang. It's not a kind
no,
of Mustang.
No, I know what F-150s are.
So they don't get a cut on the sale, but now they can be like, aha, we can get like $30 a month on subscription for everybody using their features in the vehicle.
That's crazy. Is it not? They're not. It's not going to fly, is it? They're
it's
not
going
really
to fly
it.
because this free market crap where we just empower the few that can make the call to all make the same call. All the automakers are going to be like, hey, that's a good idea. Let's all make a ton of money. Remember when we used to get phone upgrades? It was like, hey, you had your phone for 3 years, now you get a new one?
Yep.
Then they said, you know what? People are going to buy the new iPhone even if we don't give any kind of incentive. So now you pay $1,000 for an iPhone.
I know.
Yeah, that's what's we're going to happen. Everybody's going to go out and try to buy an old Dodge Viper where you get all the features. Well, the older ones don't even have windows, but they don't take your windows out, right? Okay, because they're not there to begin with. But the point I'm getting at is you might want to get older cars to avoid this situation, but people are going to be forced by the government to have the new cars that meet the regulations. You got to have your EV, all this stuff, right?
Well, I hope maybe the government will decide this is not fair and they won't let them do this.
It is, in the perspective of the automaker, fair to them, But it is unfair to the consumer, and we should be coming up with scenarios where the consumer wins instead of the consumer loses all the time. Look at our internet service here. We allowed Cox Communications, yeah, I'm throwing them under the bus, to have a monopoly on the internet here because our stupid governor, Laura Kelly, probably took some money from them. We have slower internet than they have in North Dakota, and it costs three times as much. Shouldn't a place that rural be paying more money for a service?
You would think.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of deal we cut over here. Thank goodness. Yeah, so that has me outraged. Do you remember Pierre Brunard's Recliner of Rage from Conan O'Brien?
Yes, I do.
Go any further. I do want to address something. Let's face it, folks. There's a lot of anger in America today.
I miss the old Conan O'Brien show.
I do, too. Need to bring him back.
Well, now he does travel videos and a podcast. Honestly, I think our podcast is better than his.
One of our graphic designers,
he has famous people come by. I have you.
I'm famous.
You're getting closer to it.
He says he knows how America feels, and he is ready to articulate our anger for us. And he thought he might as well be comfortable while he does it. So here he is now in a little segment we like to call Pierre Brunard's Recliner of Rage.
Hey, I could do that in my recliner.
All right, hey there, Pierre. Are you comfortable and angry?
Comfortable and furious, Conan.
Is it different Pierre every time then, or the same guy?
He does the graphics works on his show back in the day.
Then you just go ahead, Pierre, and you speak for America.
Okay, here goes. I'm a huge fan of animation, especially Japanese anime. So it goes without saying that I love a lot of anime shows appearing nightly on the Cartoon Network. There's Witch Hunter, sort of like an animated X-Files, Big O, the Batman of giant Japanese robots, and one of my favorite shows, Cowboy Bebop, about two space bounty hunters, Spike and Jed, who team up with a woman named Faye and a computer whiz kid named Ed. One of my favorite episodes was when Spike met a frog that told him he was on the staircase to heaven. And each episode has jazz music mixed into it that helps calm my nerves before I go to sleep. So you can imagine my annoyance when I turned on the Cartoon Network a couple of nights ago and found the show had been replaced. A new show called Case Closed. The show is poorly drawn and features music that's completely inappropriate for my pre-sleep wind-down. Besides, if they needed a replacement for Cowboy Bebop, there are so many better shows to choose from.
You like Cowboy
Sakura
Bebop?
Diaries, Amazing Nurse Nanako, or my personal favorite, Bubblegum Crisis, about futuristic policemen who masquerade as machines. Bottom line, America, the Cartoon Network should get rid of Case Closed, replace it with one of the shows I mentioned, or bring back Cowboy Bebop with his nerve-calming jazz music.
He sounded angry, huh?
He did.
Thank you very much, Pierre. I'm sure there are at least two or three other Cowboy Bebop fans out there who know exactly what you're talking about. Hang in there, amigos.
We may need a segment like that for you, huh?
I have a recliner. It could be Mom's Recliner of Rage.
Mom's Recliner of Rage.
But we got to find something that I'm really raging about. I don't have anything I really rage about right now.
I've got a couple of other news stories here for you that could be of interest. We have Lil Tay death rumors turned out to be a hoax. You may have saw the story that you got this little gal. I guess she's a influencer on TikTok, Instagram, that's what they like to call themselves, content creator, influencer, both really terms that are just as awful and unimportant as activist. When someone says that they're one of those three things, turn around and walk the other direction. Well, there was a message posted on this girl's, how old is she, 14? 14-year-old Canadian rapper.
Yep.
Tay Tyann, hopefully I'm saying that wrong. Message saying that she died, that the information isn't coming out yet, but we're all thoughts and prayers, all that. So everybody thought she died. Then, like a couple days later, comes out, she says her account was hacked.
Oh.
And that Facebook restored her account. I think it was an Instagram post that did this. Do you think that her account was hacked with a death hoax? And you're telling me that I guess all of her accounts were hacked. She didn't have a way to get the news out that was the case.
It's just publicity. They're just trying to get publicity. I had a thing on my computer last night.
Oh, so she's just trying to get publicity, but Michael Orr was wronged by the white man and the evil Sandra Bullock, right?
I don't think Sandra Bullock had anything to do with this story. She was just in the movie. I'm okay with whoever made the movie. They were making the movie. I'm upset with the family that got the profits and he didn't get any.
Do you think they took all of his NFL money?
I don't know. I'm curious. Yeah,
well, I don't think so.
I think it's kind of just a crummy deal.
All right. So what were you about to say there?
Oh, I can't. George Clooney last night. I'm on my computer and I always get these things. Oh, somebody's dead or George Clooney came out of the closet. That's what I was getting last night.
Oh, my goodness sake. So you just click on whatever.
No, I don't click on it. I'm not stupid.
You're not stupid?
But that was the one that I was getting last night. I'm going, oh, yeah, right. At 64.
At 64 and married to a Michael Jackson impersonator. Have you seen his wife? She looks like Michael Jackson.
No, she doesn't.
George Clooney finally comes out of the closet. What the ones I hate is you won't believe what she looks like now.
And
it's like that's not the person. It's like that's the Crypt Keeper. That's not the girl from Crocodile Dundee. Give me a break.
I know.
Like those are the ones I hate. I want one more news story from you here. Police raid Kansas newspaper.
Oh, yeah. Marion, questions Kansas. Mount. Marion County newspaper.
Yeah. This was a national news story.
Again.
Yeah.
There we go.
I didn't even start a fire or nothing. Come on.
That was low.
I didn't even mean to.
I started to say lame. That was lame.
Wasn't even thinking about Maui. We just have a bunch of fires. So
well, we do have, yeah. But anyway, Kansas has been busy lately.
Okay. So Marion County Record, that's the name of their newspaper.
Little newspaper.
Not the preferred name for a newspaper. Sounds weird.
I wrote down what the headline was.
So the story is that they may have had an illegal raid by the police, confiscating their hard drives, whatever else. And is this all stemming from some restaurant guy saying that they were going to publish like a bad review? So he had them go after.
I'm not quite sure what's going on because they also are talking about identity theft. I'm thinking, what the heck? And then this man, the owner of the paper's mother, was like, what, 101? And they raided his, even went to his house and took all the, you know, searched through the house for stuff. And then she passes away, which is really sad.
Okay, they're saying the stress from this unannounced raid may have contributed to her death. However, at 98 years old.
Is that how old she was? I thought she was 100 and something.
Oh, she was quite old. I think we're looking at 98 here.
Okay.
It's hard to say what a contributing factor for a death is at that point, you know?
Still, it didn't help. It couldn't help.
I think that what we have here is this restaurant owner said that they had some information on him. It almost seems like hey, my brother-in-law's the sheriff, so I'm going to have him
go confiscate all their computers.
Stop them from posting a bad review of my restaurant now, right? And the thing is, they didn't even do anything. You could almost understand this reaction if they did publish the information he didn't want to, but they didn't.
They were stopping him from doing it.
And then they stopped him anyway.
I know.
This seems very sus, as the kids
subscriptions
say.
To the newspaper have like almost doubled.
Oh, yeah. It shot up.
It did.
Yeah, because people are like, we got to support the press
here. Of course.
There is a lot of the press does a lot of abusing of their power, but I think that they were probably in the right here. And it sounds to me like now they've got a bigger story about small town corruption.
That's right.
That's what it sounds like to me.
I think it's great. Not great that they got it happened to them, but great that people are supporting them and trying to show their support and make sure, because freedom of the press is very important. It's part of being an American.
Freedom of the press to abuse the readers.
No.
All right, Mom's got a quote for us. Goody.
Okay. My psychiatrist told me I was crazy, and I said, I want another second opinion. He said, okay, you're ugly, too. That's a mean mom quote, isn't it?
I just like the way you said that, so cheerful. Is this George Burns?
No.
Is this a man or a woman?
A man, kind of the same error.
So he's dead as all heck.
Yes, I think.
Is it Bob Hope?
Oh, maybe he is still alive. I don't know if this guy's alive or not. I don't think he is.
Okay, hold on.
He's old. If he is,
was he in the movie Caddyshack?
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Is it Rodney Dangerfield?
Yes. Good. You're really good at this.
Oh, no respect, I tell you.
There you go. Bye-bye now. That was a better ending anyway.